It's a Wednesday morning, and a hungry crowd is circling in front of City Hall. They're carrying colorful signs, wearing red bandanas and chanting,
"No more 24!
No more 24! I'm here with
Sultana Hussein.
What are we protesting for today?
So home care attendants are forced by their agencies to work 24-hour shifts.
Hussein is one of the protesters, and she has personal reasons for being here today.
My mom is a home health aide, so this is an intimate issue for me as well.
There are almost 1.5 million seniors in New York City, and the city's elderly population is growing dramatically. As a result, the number of home aides responsible for their care has more than doubled. As of 2022, there were over 500,000 of home health aides statewide.
We have tried to get a bill passed with City Council called No More 24. It has not been successfully passed. We have been protesting at City Hall for several months now to no avail.
City Council member Christopher Marte sponsored the bill. It will limit the shift to 12 hours within a 24-hour period. Marte introduced the bill twice, in 2022 and then again earlier this month, and it got stuck twice. So today, some protesters are here trying a dramatic solution, a hunger strike. Home care workers stepped onto a small wooden stage to share their stories and the impact of the job on their health. Gui Hua Song, a retired Chinese-American home care worker, says the job was a nightmare for her. Her words were translated by an interpreter.
I am on 24-hour shifts for 8 years. I got badly injured working 24 and can no longer work.
Song wants to put an end to the long shifts, and she supports the new bill. Like Song, the majority of workers present are women and live in Chinatown.
Today, we are here again to demand that City Council Speaker Adams immediately brings Intro 615 to a vote. We want to abolish this inhumane 24-hour workday and stop the violence against women of color.
The hunger strike went on for 5 days, but at the end, the council had still not voted on the bill. The protest was led by an advocacy group that supports home health aid workers' rights. Jun Chan volunteers with the group. He grew up in Chinatown. He says he knows a lot of workers like Song.
It's just one of those things. It's like, oh, if you're Chinese and you grew up in Chinatown, you're going to have either, your mom's doing home care, or not necessarily 24 hours, but, you know, like that job, you know, you have a relative or a friend's mom. In my case, my friend's mom was doing 24 hours.
Chuan says last year, the advocacy group held a rally every month in front of City Hall. But the bill remains stuck, and the group blames Speaker Adrian Adams for never allowing a vote to move forward.
And so, you know, we expect, oh, she's doing this on behalf of the home care agencies and the insurance companies.
Christopher Marte, the bill sponsor, agrees. He also blames special interests.
We know that there are home care agencies that don't want to pay the workers more. There's also insurance companies that are making money off Medicare based off the current system, right? You got to think about it. If someone's working for 24-hour shifts and only getting 13 hours of pay, who's getting the other 11?
When asked their thoughts on the bill and whether the current law treats workers fairly, three of the largest healthcare agencies in New York declined to comment. For now, there's no vote planned for the bill. Tommaso Baragno, Columbia Radio News.